Patient's name is Christian Howard, first name C-H-R-I-S-T-I-A-N, last name H-O-W-A-R-D. Date of birth is 2/11/2002. Date of service is 7/22/2022. History of present illness. This 20-year-old male presents to the clinic stating that he took a COVID positive test yesterday at home. He did have a family member that came into the clinic yesterday here and tested positive for COVID as well. Patient's only complaint is a sore throat and body aches. He does not have any fever, no cough or congestion at this time. He has taken Tylenol with little relief. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Current medication denies, medical history denies, surgical history denies, social history denies, drugs, ETOH or smoke, ROS, CHPI, vital signs, blood pressure is 104 over 52, heart rate 82, respiration 16, temp 98.4, O2 100. Anyway, he's 151 pounds. Physical exam general, he's alert, appropriate for age, well-nourished, well-groomed, H-E-E-N-T. Mucous membranes are moist, pupils pearl, mild erythema to the posterior pharynx, bilateral tympanic membranes intact, neck negative, JVD, normal range of motion, chest S1, S2, respirations even unlabored, clear to auscultation bilaterally, abdomen soft, non-tender, bowel sounds times 4, extremities, normal range of motion, no edema, neuro, ANO times 4, gait steady, skin's warm, dry, no rash, no lesions. Assessment and plan, number 1, COVID positive, number 2, viral syndrome, number 3, syncopal episode. Patient did get a shot of Rocephin and Decadron in the office immediately after receiving the Rocephin shot. Patient did become pale, diaphoretic, and then slid down to the ground and had a syncopal episode. Patient was only out for approximately 30 seconds, and then he came to. He did remain pale for approximately 3 minutes, in which he did have another syncopal episode, and he began having a convulsing-like pattern in his upper extremities, but immediately stood up after about 4 seconds. Patient states that he does have or has had in the past one episode that did look like a seizure that only lasted a few seconds. So we did call a family member to come up to the clinic to escort him home or to the emergency room. Patient is fully alert, answering questions, has full color back to his skin. Cap refill is less than 3 seconds. And he feels fine. We did offer to call 911 for the patient, and he does not wish for an ambulance to come and see him. Patient's vitals still remain stable. I will give him a prescription of a Z-Pak and a Medrol dose pack to go home with. He'll take over-the-counter medications for symptom relief. If he does have any worsening of symptoms, he can come back to the clinic for further evaluation and possible further testing. However, if he does have any syncopal episode, seizure-like activity, I encourage him to go immediately to the emergency room as we discussed in the room. Patient does agree to this plan of care, and he was given an opportunity to ask questions. He has none at this time.